Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed truth. We in the building. Ministry one. Gotta watch what these people be feeding you. You know what I'm talking about?
For real. Real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees. But this'll probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote.
Yeah.
You steady laughing, he like it's a joke.
It's funny.
Low key, jumping fly, why you shading folks?
Shame.
I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Every started off slow, down on the truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child's play. I'm sticking to the plan,
yeah.
I won't deviate,
nah.
I just wanna be successful, I'm on my Drake.
Yeah.
Beware of Pharisees, pray. I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me.
Look,
the black prince of preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees, pray. Beware, beware. Just remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say, I hit them with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken. Holy seeds have to beg for bread.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank God for everybody that is tuned in, everybody that is called in tonight. Amen. To Care Church Wednesday night Bible study. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. I will be filling in for Bishop Page on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody out there on Facebook, TikTok, amen. Blog Talk Radio, YouTube. All the social media networks, we thank God for you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. Lord, we ask that your presence be present and that you move in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for enlightening us with the information that you have for us on tonight, Lord. And we just want to give you all the glory, give you all the honor, and give you all the praise, Lord. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we continuously worship your name. We bind and rebuke any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And once again, we thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord, and we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God. We thank God for everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, amen. Our main focal scripture will be coming out of Luke. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 6. Praise God. Luke chapter 6. Amen. Verse 38. Praise God. Luke chapter 6. Hallelujah. Verse 38. Amen. And while you're finding that in your Bibles or electronic devices, hallelujah, I once again want to remind you, amen, of the book of Hosea. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hosea the prophet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The one that told us, amen, that my people perish. Hallelujah. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Because thou has rejected knowledge. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I always want to remind you of that, praise God, because when we just give the first part, because a lot of us know the first part. Hallelujah. My people perish or are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we take that to think that we weren't given the information that we needed. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we continuously read, because there was an alpha saying there, so we got to continuously read. He said, because thou has rejected knowledge. Praise God. So it's not that the knowledge wasn't available to us. It's just that when we received the knowledge, when somebody tried to give us the knowledge, we rejected it. Praise God, hallelujah, for various reasons, because we were brought up a different way. We have a different belief system than this. My mama taught me this. My daddy taught me that. My auntie said this. My uncle said that. Praise God, hallelujah. And we go off of other folks' information. We go off of Facebook information. Praise God, hallelujah. We go off of Twitter feeds. Hallelujah, praise God, instead of going by the word of God. Hallelujah. And the word of God is where the knowledge is that we need, hallelujah, for everyday life. Some people use the Bible as an acronym, B-I-B-L-E, for basic instructions before leaving earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if we want the instruction and God has given us the instruction, hallelujah, amen, it's up to us to receive the instruction. Praise God, hallelujah, because if we don't, Hosea goes on to say that I will also reject thee. Since you reject the knowledge, you're going to get rejected. Praise God. See, God's not rejecting you. He said, I will reject thee, but really you're rejecting yourself when you reject the knowledge. Praise God. That's like saying I want to work somewhere. Praise God, hallelujah, but I don't want to follow none of the rules at this job. Praise God. I'm rejecting the knowledge that's given to me. Praise God. So I'm going to be destroyed. I'm going to be fired because I won't follow the rules. I reject the knowledge. And he says, thou shalt be no priest for me. A priest strictly represents God and speaks for God. You ain't going to be able to speak for me because you've rejected the knowledge that I've given you. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. This is where the generational curses come in. Praise God. Because God is not forgetting your children. Praise God. Amen. Because he's choosing to forget your children. Your children are rejected because they got the same knowledge that you got. Praise God. Hallelujah. You simply pass down, hallelujah, that ignorant information. Praise God, hallelujah, that traditional information, amen, and rejected the knowledge of God, so you pass down, amen, rejected information to your children, and that causes generational curses. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So it's up to us, amen, if we've been victim of this, when we hear the word of God and we say that is contrary to what we've been taught, Hallelujah. That's contrary to what mama said. That's contrary to what daddy said. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we need to, amen, stop with what we're doing when we say it's contrary. We've seen it's a difference in it. Now we got to choose which one we're going to accept. Hallelujah. I'm going to accept what daddy said or I'm going to accept what God said. Praise God, because if I accept what daddy said, I'm rejecting what God said, and therefore continuing that generational curse that's been on my family, because I'm passing that same information down to my children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, when we get to the main scripture on tonight, hallelujah, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, praise God, we've heard this scripture a lot. Hallelujah. This scripture is a popular one, amen, especially at fundraising time. Hallelujah. Especially at offering time. Praise God. And especially when the prophets come to town. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the popular scripture for them. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again. Hallelujah, praise God. And when we hear this scripture, amen, it's usually, hallelujah, amen, when they trying to crack your wallet and your pocketbook open. Praise God, and they're encouraging you to give. Praise God, give, and it's going to be given back. And not only will it be given, this God's going to give you that money back. Hallelujah, he's going to give it to you pressed down. Hallelujah, shaking together and running over. Glory to God, hallelujah. You're going to give a little, and you're going to get a lot. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And I've even heard one prophet go so far, hallelujah, to say, since this is Luke 6 and 38, I'm asking you to sow a $638 seed. Praise God, hallelujah, to get that pressed down, shaken together, and running over blessing rolling in your bank account. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the thing about it is, this is the thing about it, they're not lying. Praise God. But what they've done is they've isolated a verse. Hallelujah, in which Jesus was telling us a principle of God. Hallelujah. They've isolated a verse in which Jesus was telling us a principle of the kingdom. Hallelujah, a principle of God. Hallelujah. Some might say it's a law, some like gravity. Hallelujah. What goes up must come down. Hallelujah. This is that type of thing. Hallelujah. But we isolate that. Us preachers, we isolate that, hallelujah, and we tell you to use this principle, hallelujah, for prosperity purposes. Praise God, hallelujah. Put that money in the plate. God going to give it back to you. Donate to the building fund. God going to give it back to you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Donate to the pastor wife anniversary fund. God is going to give it back to you. Now, don't be stingy. So God won't be stingy with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to give with good measure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then men going to give it back into your bosom. Praise God. And a lot of us witness this principle work. Hallelujah. The way they're telling us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But what are those the only things we're asking God for? Praise God, hallelujah, because us as preachers, hallelujah, will isolate, hallelujah, praise God, that principle, amen, but not communicate or demonstrate the context in which that principle is being disseminated. Glory to God. In other words, we'll tell you what the principle is, hallelujah, then we will manipulate you. And I'm saying we, praise God, so y'all won't get mad. Glory to God. We will manipulate you, amen, into using that principle to sow into whatever kingdom. We say it's good ground. Hallelujah, praise God. And the truth is, amen, hallelujah, amen. If the principle works no matter what kind of ministry you got, praise God. How many people have sold into ministries and found out, hallelujah, those ministries were jackleg preaching ministries, but yet they blessings were still coming. Praise God, because they're working the principle. It's not that you've so much given to God. Glory to God, even though the Bible says give as if you're giving unto God, praise God. But it's not so much that you're giving to God, it's that you're working the principle, but you're using the principle, amen, for monetary gain. Hallelujah. And yes, it works. Glory to God. But when we put it into the proper context, when we extrapolate what God, what Jesus was trying to tell us, hallelujah, we got to back up. We just can't isolate this scripture, amen, this one verse. Now, we can't even say it's a scripture. It's a verse, hallelujah, without going back, amen, and reading the entire scripture. Praise God, hallelujah. But for time's sake, I'm not going to read the entire scripture, but I'm going to ask you to back up to Luke 6 and 31. Hallelujah, Luke 6 and 31. Praise God. And Luke 6 and 31 says, and as ye would that men should do to you, ye ought do ye also to them likewise. Praise God. Hallelujah. So before Jesus says to give, hallelujah, amen, he got something leading up to that. And it's more before that, but for the sake of time, praise God, so I won't have to break down everything he's saying before that. Hallelujah, amen. When we start at verse 31, amen, he's saying, amen, you want people to treat you a certain way. And you want people, amen, to do things for you. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you want these things, hallelujah, amen, to be done, hallelujah, you got to do them to other people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we sit back and we just, hallelujah, expect to receive. Hallelujah. But we never give. Hallelujah. And yeah, we might give to the church. Praise God. I'm not saying there's something wrong with your bank account. Praise God. But you can't tell me money is the only thing that you want. Glory to God. You want respect. Hallelujah. You want love. You want mercy, hallelujah, and you want grace, because we all mess up sometimes. Glory to God. But are those the things that you are giving? He says, amen, in verse 31, and as ye would that men should do to you, hallelujah, the way you want people to do you, hallelujah, amen, praise God, do ye also, you need to do these things to them also, likewise, hallelujah, likewise, praise God, hallelujah, just like that you want them to do you, that's the way you need to do them, praise God, hallelujah, watch verse 32, for if ye love them which love you, What thanks have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. He's saying, praise God, if you only show love to people, hallelujah, that you know love you, praise God, you know our family members, our friends, hallelujah, our spouses, praise God, people that we know. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But we want love from strangers. We want to be loved, hallelujah, from people we don't know. We don't want to be hated. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we tend to only love those that love us. I seen a TikTok the other day when the guy said, you know what I noticed? People don't stand for what's right no more. Hallelujah, they only stand up for who they like. Glory to God, hallelujah. But if you, he said, Jesus said, that's the way the sinners are like that. The sinners only love those that love them. Praise God, hallelujah. So if you only love those that love you, you ain't no better than the sinner, is what Jesus is saying. Praise God, hallelujah. You ain't no better than the sinner. Praise God. What are you doing differently? You're supposed to be saved. Praise God. Amen. He was talking to the Jews. Amen. But you're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But instead, hallelujah, amen, you're displaying the same characteristics as people in the world. Hallelujah. Verse 33, and if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank ye have ye? For sinners also do the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's saying, amen, praise God, if you only do good to people that do good to you, you ain't no better than the sinner. The sinners do that. Praise God, hallelujah. Yeah, they may be sinners, praise God, hallelujah, but that don't mean, amen, they just, you know, evil, praise God. People that love them, they love them back. Hallelujah, praise God. People that do good to them, they do good to them back. Praise God, hallelujah. So Jesus said, you ain't doing nothing extra. Hallelujah. Well, I show love to my husband. I show love to my children. Praise God. That's because they love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But can you love somebody that don't love you? Can you love somebody you don't know? Can you do good to somebody that you don't, that you're not guaranteed they're going to do good to you back? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch this. He said, and if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thanks do you have? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, if you lending out, praise God, and you expecting to get back, you ain't did nothing extra. Praise God. Not in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. The sinners do the same thing. Praise God. They give. Hallelujah. Amen. But they getting it back. So are they really giving? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a difference between a gift and a loan. They teach you, you can learn that from watching Judge Judy. Hallelujah. It's a difference between a gift. If I give you something, hallelujah, there's no requirement for you to give it back. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. But if I lend you something and just in hopes to get it back, hallelujah, have I really helped you? Praise God, hallelujah. Because not only, amen, do you, okay, I gave you the little relief. Now you ain't got to worry about, amen, paying that light bill right now, getting your light bill cut off. You could not, because payday ain't till next week. But if you got to pay me back, hallelujah, next payday, that means that next month you still going to be behind on your light bill, praise God, because I haven't really helped you. Praise God, because you just gave me back what I gave you, hallelujah, so you still in a hole. Praise God, hallelujah. That's like you being in a ditch, and I see you in the ditch, praise God, hallelujah. But instead of trying to get you out the ditch, I just throw you some food. Hallelujah, so you're going to be fat and full in the ditch. I haven't really helped you. I've helped you stay right where you are. Praise God, I haven't offered you a way to advance yourself out of the situation that you're in. Praise God, hallelujah. 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 He say sinners do the same thing. Hallelujah, praise God. They ain't trying to help nobody, praise God. Whatever I give you, I need that back. Praise God, I'm going to need that back. I'm going to need you to run me my coins. I'm going to need that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you call yourself a Christian, amen, and that's what the sinners do. Praise God. Hallelujah. One reason for that, amen, hallelujah, is that when we came from the world, praise God, we stopped doing certain stuff. Praise God. And we said because we stopped doing them certain things, hallelujah, that now we saved. Hallelujah. I don't drink no more. I'm saved. I don't smoke no more. I'm saved. I don't go to the club no more. Hallelujah. I'm saved. But your attitude hasn't been adjusted. You still as mean and hateful as you always was. Praise God. That's why the ushers hate when you walk in the door, because, Lord, I got to sit this woman down. If I don't sit in the right spot, she gonna clown this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What good is that, that you like, that's your favorite usher, because you know your favorite usher going to sit you in your favorite seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't show love to the usher. Amen. And say, I can't sit you over there this week. I got to sit you on this side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He say the people in the world like that. That's how we do people at the club. Praise God. We can't get in the club. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't like that bouncer. I don't like that dude at the door. Praise God. I'm going to wait till old girl get to the door. Hallelujah. Because she let me in for free. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't nothing changed but the way we dress. Hallelujah. And the places we used to go to. Praise God. Hallelujah. But ain't nothing changed about our mentality. Our mind. He said, I've come to the center to answer a call of repentance. Repentance means to change your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, you changed your wardrobe, but you didn't change your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if you change your mind, hallelujah, you wouldn't still have those clothes in the back of the closet. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. See, you just wear that on Sunday. Hallelujah. And when you come around the church folks, praise God. But you got a whole nother set because you never change your mind. You just say, when I go around them, I got to dress like this. But when I go to work, I'm going to dress like this. Lord, have mercy. Praise God, because there's been no repentance. There's been no change of the mind. Verse 35, hallelujah. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. For your reward shall be great. Now, a lot of people be hearing this scripture, and they say, I ain't doing that. Praise, I'm not lending to my enemies. Hallelujah, I need my money back. Well, don't lend what you can't lose. Hallelujah. Bishop Page taught me that. He said his daddy taught him that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can work that into this, the principle of God, what God is saying here. Hallelujah. If you need that light bill money, why you gave somebody your light bill money? Praise God. You ain't helping them. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't helping yourself. Praise God. Because what if they don't give it back to you? Praise God. Hallelujah, because you hoping to get that back. You didn't give it and say, you know what, God's going to supply me with my life. God's going to come up with another way. So you need it right now, so I'm going to give it to you right now. But I know God is going to give it to me some kind of other way. That wasn't your attitude. Your attitude was, I need that money back to pay my own life bill. Glory to God. Then they ain't give it back. Well, I ain't loaning nothing to nobody again. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he said if you're going to loan it, hallelujah, praise God, amen, hoping for nothing again. Praise God. I don't want nothing from you. You don't owe me nothing. Because, you know, we like to hold stuff over people's heads. Praise God. Remember back in 2007 when I gave you that $25? You remember that? Oh, you forgot. Oh, you forgot? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, your reward shall be great. He gave us an incentive here. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's an incentive. Hallelujah. God said, I will give you a great reward for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be rewarded. Hallelujah. For lending and doing good. Hallelujah. Praise God. And loving our enemies. Hoping for nothing again. Loving my enemies. Not hoping that they come say I'm sorry. Praise God. I'm going to guilt them into saying I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, it's a scripture on that. It says it's going to be like hot coals on their head. Let me go put some hot coals on your head. See, it ain't going to be like hot coals because you ain't got the right motive in what you're doing. Praise God. That's why a lot of us don't get the result we expect. Lord, don't the Bible say, touch not my prophet, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm? Yeah, it said that, praise God, but you using the scriptures vindictively against people. You trying to curse somebody with the word of God. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So why are you trying to be nice? Hallelujah. You being nice only to enforce vengeance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to make them feel bad about what they did to me. So I'm going to be extra nice to them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then when it don't work, why it didn't work? Because of your motives. Hallelujah. I used to watch a TV show named Charmed, and they were some witches, and they had some powers. Hallelujah. But the only thing about their powers is they could not use them for evil. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what whatever power God gives us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God gives you power, you can't use that to be vindictive against somebody. Praise God. You can't be good to hurt somebody's feelings. How can you do good and mean evil? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is something we need to, what? Change our minds about. This is information given to us that we don't need to reject. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if we reject it, our life ain't going to get no easier. It's just going to get harder. And you wonder why you can't get no, Lord have mercy. Praise God. Let me read a little bit more before I'm going ahead of myself. Let me read a little bit more. Your reward shall be great. I gotta stop there and say that again. Your reward shall be great. There's a reward. See, we say we got faith. Hallelujah. We say we believe the word of God. We say I got on the full armor and I'm standing on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's always a but. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes the but can be a conjunction. Hallelujah. But most of the times when somebody hears but, we feel like you just canceled out everything was said before the but. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but. Glory to God. Yeah, I got a faith in God, but. See, you got faith in God that God's going to deliver you, that God's going to make you prosperous, that God's going to send you a man, that God's going to send you a woman, that God's going to bless you with some children. You got faith in God and all this stuff, but you don't have faith in what he's telling us to do, that we will be greatly rewarded. Hallelujah. Watch this. I'm not saying you should do it to get rewarded, but isn't that a better reason than to just to put hot coals on somebody's head just to make somebody feel bad about something they did? Praise God. Hallelujah. We shall be, your reward shall be great. Hallelujah. Praise God. It shall be great. Hallelujah. And ye shall be the children of the highest. God's son. Nas had an album back in the day called God's son. They will call you God's son, God's daughter. Praise God. Because when they see how you react, this ain't because of the way God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. Monetary-wise, this ain't because of the money, the cars, the clothes. Praise God. Today, why they calling you a child of God? Hallelujah. Praise. Look at all these rich ministers they saying are the devil. Hallelujah. They got millions of dollars, but they the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it ain't what you got that people are looking at. It ain't what you got on that people are looking at. Hallelujah. It's your behavior and what you doing is what they looking at. Praise God. Hallelujah. I never will forget, amen, when I was working at a warehouse, but it was a refrigerated warehouse, praise God, where they do the vegetables and food and stuff. Hallelujah. So we came in there like we was like in a winter storm, like we lived in New York or New Jersey or something. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we all have on ski masks and, amen, big heavy coats. Praise God. So while we in there, we really don't know how nobody looks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then we get outside one day, and I'm talking to this young man I always talk to on break, and he's telling me, amen, I be seeing you. And I'm like, I don't understand because I don't ever see you, praise God, because you got on a mask. I got on a mask. Praise God, hallelujah. But he sees me. He said, I see the way, because everybody there was with, they were from all Korea, Japan. They don't, a bunch of people don't speak English. But he said, you able to communicate with them. I'll be watching you. You able to communicate with people, amen, that you don't even speak their language. Hallelujah, praise God. But see, it ain't even about what I was doing with the people. It's the fact that he was watching me. Praise God. He wasn't watching what I had on. He was watching what I was doing. Praise God. He was keened in on my behavior. Maybe he picked up on something that a lot of us don't pick up on, praise God. When Jesus said, beware of false prophets, they will be known by their fruit. Fruit is produce, praise God. So they will be known by what they produce. What are they doing? Not how many people they've enslaved in the spirit, not how good they can pray, because some people are good actors. Praise God. They got whole TV shows about churches, and these people are acting, and the sermons are good. Lord have mercy. Praise God, and they're acting. We got actors in the church. Hallelujah. So we won't be known, they won't be known, hallelujah, amen, by what they say, by what they wear, hallelujah, whether they will be known by what they do. Hallelujah. The same with the true prophet of God is what Jesus is telling us in this text. You will be called the sons of the Most High by your behavior. Praise God. Because people are watching your behavior. Praise God. Hallelujah. And watch this. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. What? Praise God. He's saying God, hallelujah, the Most High, hallelujah, amen, is kind to the unthankful. People that don't appreciate you. Hallelujah. God still allow these people to wake up every day and they don't appreciate it. Elon Musk is one of the richest men in the world and he say he don't even believe in God. He don't appreciate him, but he's still kind to him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He's kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you say you are God-like. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if you are God-like, let's look what God did. God put himself in the flesh, walked among his own creation, and then called his creation a brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, you are my brothers. You are my sisters. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because you do the will of my Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't come down here and say, I'm bigger and better than everybody else. Because some of us get saved and now I'm better than you now because I'm saved. You going to hell. Hallelujah. Amen. Instead of trying to, you know, get them to come with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You go back to the block just to gloat. Hallelujah. That you going to heaven and they going to hell. Glory to God. Glory, because ain't no mind change. Glory, all you know is that you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Now you saved. Hallelujah, praise God. But you haven't answered the call of repentance. You haven't answered the call to change your mind. Look what he says in verse 36. Be ye therefore merciful. Hallelujah, as your Father also is merciful as your Father. He said, you need to be like God. Glory to God. And you need to be merciful because he's merciful to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your robe ain't white. Glory to God. God had to put some bleach in the laundry to get the stains out. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. And you can look at your white robe and look at them stains on that robe and you can point out every single stain and you remember what you did. Hallelujah, praise God. But because they ain't got their white robe yet, hallelujah, you want to crucify them. You don't want to be merciful. Hallelujah. As much as you done lied to God and say, God, I ain't going to do that no more, and you went and did it again, but you want to get mad at your friend. Hallelujah. Amen. When both of y'all going through the same, both of y'all are trying to stop a behavior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then verse 37, he says, judge not. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We can stop right there. Judge not. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we look over this scripture. I done heard preachers say, I know what it says, but I have the authority. Hallelujah. God done put me in a position to judge. That ain't what Jesus said. I'm trying to see where you saw that. Praise God. Because he said, judge not. Hallelujah, and ye shall not be judged. So if you put yourself in the position of a judge, you will be judged. Glory to God. You can't be cheating on your husband and then talk about your best friend, hallelujah, and what she doing. Praise God, hallelujah, because now that judgment is going to start coming down on you. Praise God, hallelujah. You can't have your little habit and then get on me about my habit that I struggle with, and you got a habit too, praise God. Lord, have mercy. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he says, condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Praise God. Quit sending people to hell. Glory to God. A few years ago, I had to break ties with this brother because every time the brother spoke, everybody going to hell. I'm like, oh, Lord, ain't nobody going to be in heaven but him and Jesus. Lord, have mercy, because everybody else going to hell. You going to hell for wearing a suit. Hallelujah. Women going to hell for getting their hair done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Men going to hell for this. Women going to hell for that. We're all the women preachers going to hell, and everybody in the congregation going to hell with them. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. But you don't have that right to condemn. Praise God. Your job is to teach the word. Just tell me what the word say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't give me your opinion on where you think I'm going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, quit trying to say who going to heaven and who going to hell, because you're going to be surprised when you get there. Didn't he say, hey, man, I called my own children to come, and they ain't want to come? Hallelujah. So since they ain't want to come, I said, go by the highways and the byways. Hallelujah. I said to get the tax collectors and the prostitutes, the people that they condemned. Go get the people that they judged. Hallelujah. And I'm going to bring them in. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. See, we going after the wrong people. Hallelujah. We want to preach in the churches and the synagogues and the mosques. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because we've turned ministry into a career. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a career now. Hallelujah. I walk in the door counting the heads. If I can get 20 out of everybody in here, I got about 150 people. That's about $3,000. I know some of them going to get 25. Somebody might put 100 in there. I'm going to come out with a good 4,000 out of here today. Oh, Lord, let me break out my good sermon. Let me use my big words today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then we start preaching, amen, for the money, amen, praise God, and for the profit, amen, and we trying to teach people, hallelujah, amen, that just want, amen, that they is tickled. They just want to hear something good. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, but nobody's learning anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Watch this. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Praise God. Hallelujah. So back early when I said we just don't want money out of life, because that's what they tell us to do with this principle. If you sow this money, God going to give you back money. But I want you to know, hallelujah, last time I checked, hallelujah, An apple seed produces an apple. An orange seed produces an orange. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, what are you saying, Elder? I'm saying that every seed produces after its own kind. Hallelujah. So if I want grace, hallelujah, and I want mercy, I can't get that sowing money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sowing money is just going, money only begots more money. That's it. Hallelujah. Every time, because the prophet will tell you, you want this in your life. You need peace in your life. Come sow $50 and get some peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you go up there and put the money in the plate. Praise God. And then wonder, oh, yeah, my money good now. I've been putting my money in and my money good, but I ain't got no peace. Hallelujah, amen. I can't get no forgiveness. People keep wanting to bring up my past and condemn me for something I done done. Praise God. Could it be that you judging others and you condemning others and you haven't forgiven others? Praise God, hallelujah. Because then when we get to verse 38, then Jesus says, give and it shall be given. So he wasn't never talking about, hallelujah, money. Praise God. He brought up money in the conversation, but he wasn't talking about money. Hallelujah, praise. Because the preachers tickled me when they, Jesus talked about money more than he talked about anything else. No, that's what you see because that's what you want. Praise God, hallelujah. But you can have all the money in the world and jump off the Eiffel Tower. Why? Praise God, because you ain't got no peace. Glory to God, hallelujah. And they got us using this principle, hallelujah. And so many people are coming up, they get in the bag with this principle. Praise God, hallelujah. But wondering why everything else off. Praise God, hallelujah. Why is there so much discourse in my life? Because that's what I sowed. I sowed discourse, so I received discourse. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's saying, amen, to give mercy. Hallelujah. Verse 36 said, be therefore merciful, for your Father is also merciful. He goes on in verse 37 to break down what is it to be merciful? To not judge, to not condemn, hallelujah, and to forgive. Praise God. Then he goes in verse 38, say, if you give mercy, hallelujah, praise God, it shall be given unto you with good measure. Hallelujah, because you got to remember, why you condemning somebody, you going to mess up. Glory, you going to do something wrong. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't care if they interpret it wrong. I don't care if you said it wrong and they took it wrong. Praise God, hallelujah. Whatever the case may be, when that situation comes up, you're going to want some mercy. Hallelujah. Because 9 times out of 10, if I did something to you, it wasn't about you. Like I tell women, when your man cheat on you, hallelujah, he not doing that to you. Praise God, hallelujah. That's something he doing to himself. Praise God, hallelujah. It really has nothing to do with you. It ain't that you ain't doing something right or you ain't pleasing him right, whatever excuse he might come up for why he did it. That ain't why he did it. Hallelujah. He's telling you that, praise God, to try to get you off his back, but really he's struggling. Praise God, hallelujah. I can use the excuse, I smoke cigarettes because my nerves get bad. Hallelujah, but you smoke when your nerves ain't bad. Lord have mercy. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, so I got to give mercy in order to get it. Hallelujah, I got to give understanding in order to get understanding. Praise God, which means I got to try to get an understanding. The Bible says, with all thy getting, get an understanding. But we limit that to the Bible. That's it. I'm gonna read the Word of God and understand the Word of God. Hallelujah. But you don't understand, amen, the people that work in the cubicle next to you. You haven't taken time to understand why your wife is the way she is or why your husband is the way he is. You just know how they is, but you don't understand it because you never took time. Hallelujah, praise God, because they never told you, amen, what happened to them when they was a child. Praise God, you never been around, you only seen they, you, we know every time you meet somebody, you meet they representative. Yeah, you met her mama and her daddy, but that ain't her mom and her daddy. Come on now. So they'll tell you that. I don't know. They was putting on the front for you today. Praise God, because you done heard the arguments. Hallelujah. That's why you arguing with him, because you heard her arguing with your daddy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you just repeating behavior that you've seen. That's all we are carbon copies of our parents or whoever raised us. We just gonna repeat whatever behavior we saw. Praise God. And you want them to change the behavior, but you haven't understood why the behavior is there, because you never took time to show mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You didn't give them any grace. They didn't change quick enough. Hallelujah, like you just got saved overnight. Glory to God. I'll tell you, if you were perfect, you would be dead, because God would call you away from this planet. Glory to God, because you have reached perfection. You ain't there. Hallelujah. So you cannot condemn someone else. You cannot judge someone else, and you cannot hold unforgiveness against someone else. Hallelujah, because you need those three things too. Praise God, hallelujah. You don't just need money. You need some grace, you need some mercy, hallelujah, amen, and you need some forgiveness to get through this life. Praise God. I know when you met your husband, when you met your wife, praise God, amen, especially y'all new couples, I know it's all good, hallelujah, but you going to do something that they don't, praise God, they going to do something that you going to be, hallelujah, praise God. And but when they see what you do, hallelujah, you don't want them to up and leave you, but you see what they do, and you like, I don't know. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to have to bail out of this. But if it was you, you was like, wait a minute, you're going to have to work with me. Hallelujah, praise God, because I got issues that I'm still addressing and I'm dealing with. Praise God, hallelujah. So I'm going to need some mercy and some grace. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why some of y'all, amen, break up with somebody, then y'all find somebody, amen, that fits the criteria, but now they got a problem with you. Because that's what you sold in your last relationship. So that's what you're getting in this one. Hallelujah, amen. I believe it's the book of Galatians when it says, be not deceived. That word deceived means to be fooled or be manipulated. Don't be manipulated. Hallelujah. God is not mocked. He is not made fun of. Praise God, hallelujah. He is not made fun of. If I said something, I'm going to do it. You is not going to make God out of a lie. Hallelujah, praise God. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, ladies, that's probably why he don't trust you, praise God, and you ain't doing nothing. You think he crazy, praise God, he ain't really crazy. It's just that he done did so much dirt in his past. Hallelujah, praise God, he just know you doing dirt, hallelujah, because of the women he was doing dirt with. Hallelujah, doing dirt with married women, praise God, and women in relationships. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now they in a relationship and think you doing the same thing them other women was doing. That's what's going on, praise God, because they receiving what they sowed. Even if it ain't happening in actual life, in real time, hallelujah, it's happening in their head. Praise God, because that's what they sowed. Hallelujah, you gonna reap what you sow. Ain't no way, if I plant a orange seed, I'm going to get an orange tree. Hallelujah. So if I plant a lie, I'm going to get a lie, but not just a lie. That's why he say, given it shall be given unto you with good measure, pressed down, and shaken together and running over. I can take one orange seed and get a tree full of oranges. Hallelujah, that's full of those seeds. I'm going to get, hallelujah, a big return on whatever I sow. And that could go either way. If I sow judgment, I'm going to get judged in a big way. Hallelujah. If I sow condemnation, I'm going to get condemnation in a big way. Hallelujah. If I sow unforgiveness, ain't nobody going to want to fool with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I won't get forgiven when I cut somebody off in traffic, even though I ain't seen them. Glory to God, because I didn't sow it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get understanding about whatever I'm going through because I didn't so understand. Hallelujah. When somebody came to me, I told them, you just need to get over it. Praise God. Dust yourself off and get yourself right. Hallelujah. I didn't so no understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And then he said, amen, praise God, shaken together and running over the share of men give unto your bosom. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, the way you, when it go back to verse 31, praise God, he says, as ye would that men should do you, do ye also to them likewise. Glory to God. When you give them mercy, you're going to get mercy back. Praise God, hallelujah. And once this, I might sow some mercy over here, but I'm going to get it back over here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of y'all need to sow some mercy and grace and forgiveness, hallelujah, amen, with y'all children. Praise God, hallelujah, because when y'all get old, Lord have mercy. That might be the deciding factor on whether, hallelujah, you get an at-home nurse or you get put in a nursing home. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keep in mind, every seed you sow has a different reaping rate. I don't even know the word for it. Hallelujah. But it got a different time. Hallelujah. Praise. I can plant beans and probably get beans next week. Hallelujah. But if I plant an orange seed, it takes up to 22 years for an orange tree to grow and produce an actual orange. And then the first batch, from what I read, hallelujah, amen, is really a throwaway batch, and the second batch is the real harvest. Hallelujah, praise God. So that's a long time, oh, I almost said the word, for that seed to reproduce what it is. Glory to God, hallelujah. What have you sowed with your children that you're going to end up reaping in 30 or 40 years? Hallelujah. Praise God. What have you sowed with them? Hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us to honor our mother and father, but the Bible also tells the parents, do not provoke your children to anger. And I keep telling people, this ain't a book of advice. Praise God. These are books of laws and principles. Glory to God. This is a principle of God that works. If it's God's principle, it works. This ain't Sir Isaac Newton. Hallelujah. This ain't Tesla. Praise God. Hallelujah. This ain't Einstein's theory of relativity. This is God's principle. Hallelujah. And every time you use God's principle, it works. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's almost 8, praise God. So, amen. I'm gonna get into the next subject next week, praise God. Next week we're going to hit verse 39, praise God. Hallelujah. If the Lord say the same, praise God. But to wrap this message up, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want more than just monetary things in life. Praise God. We want peace. We want tranquility in our lives. Praise God. But in order to achieve that, we must understand that the Bible says offenses will come. Praise God. There's going to be things that happen. People are going to do stuff to you, and you're going to do something to somebody. Praise God. But if you have sowed peace, if you've sowed forgiveness, hallelujah, if you sowed mercy, praise God, then you are going to receive these things back in return. Praise God, hallelujah. Then you can live in peace. Not that ain't nothing going to happen, praise God, but I got the peace to know, amen, that if I mess up, we good. If you mess up, we good. It can happen. Praise God. I'm not only human, but I am human. Hallelujah. I am a spirit living a human experience. Hallelujah. But sometimes the flesh can be weak. Sometimes I might get it wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. I might mess up. Sometimes I might slip, and other times I might just jump in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but if you understand that God's still working on me, and I understand that God's still working on you, then nobody's come to the point of perfection, hallelujah, and I keep giving mercy, and I keep giving grace, hallelujah, amen, then in return, hallelujah, amen, when it falls on me, then I'm going to get that grace, and I'm going to get that mercy, and I'm going to get it with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running through. Yeah, I'm going to be so shocked at the way you take it. Oh, don't worry about it. We good. That's it. Praise God. That's all you got to say. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because that's what I've been sowing. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I can't expect to get what I don't give. It's like investing, hallelujah, in the stock market. I can't expect to get a return investment on this stock, amen, if I didn't invest in it. But I want the profits from it, hallelujah. But I'm not giving out what I want to receive. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just know, praise God, and we finna open the line up, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Just know, praise God, that every seed is going to produce after its own kind. Hallelujah, praise God. So the question is, what are we sowing? Hallelujah, amen, because that's what's going to produce in our lives. That's what our lives are producing, whatever we sowing. Hallelujah, amen. So we need to be sowing forgiveness. We need to let stuff, hallelujah, amen, go. We need to let stuff go, praise God, hallelujah, so we can receive it back. I'd hate to go to hell because I didn't forgive somebody. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me I ain't go to hell for the fornication, for the lying, for the drugs and the alcohol? I ain't go to hell for that. I went to hell because I'm still mad at so-and-so. Hallelujah. My life, if somehow I forgive him on my deathbed, but I had to go through hell in my life because I was condemning and judging and being unforgiving towards people. Hallelujah. My life could have been better. It could have been smoother. Hallelujah. I didn't have to go up the rough side of the mountain. But because I condemned and I judged, hallelujah, praise God, and I had unforgiveness in my heart, these are the things that my life produced. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as I close tonight, when the preacher drop you a one-liner, hallelujah, make sure you go back and read around the text to get the full meaning, the context in which Jesus or whatever the writer was trying to say. Praise God, because we can be misled, amen, by the one-liners. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. I thank God that if we give, hallelujah, amen, whatever we give, we're going to produce whatever we sow in life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines at this time. Amen. If anybody has a comment on the word, a testimony, a prayer request, you want to add something, hallelujah, a question, whatever the case may be, the phone lines are open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one at this time? Amen. 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 Well, if nobody has any comments on tonight, praise God. No testimonies or anything. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead and close out tonight. Praise God. I want to remind you, amen, 11 o'clock a.m., praise God, Sunday morning, be at Care Church, 2501 Centennial Drive, right here in Arlington, Texas. Hallelujah. Right around the corner from Six Flags. Amen. If you're planning on coming down here, amen, to go to Six Flags or go to the water park, come see the Rangers game, come see the Cowboys. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're planning on coming down here, praise God. Amen. Don't forget to schedule in some time for God. Some time for worship, amen, some time to hear a word from the Lord, amen, so you can come to Care Church, amen, every Sunday, 11 a.m., 2501 Centennial Drive, right across the street from the Boot Barn, hallelujah, in the Arlington Motorsport parking lot, hallelujah, amen, in the Enchanted Ministry Building, praise God, suite number 115, come worship with us. Hallelujah, amen, to hear a blessed word from the Lord, amen, with our very own Bishop Mac Page. That's every Sunday at 11 a.m. And we want to also remind you that we got the revival coming up, praise God. True repentance is a change of mind. Hallelujah, amen. That's going down, amen, praise God, on the weekend of the 20th, amen, through the 22nd. So come on out, amen. We got the men giving the word on Friday. The women are giving the word on Saturday. Hallelujah, amen. But everybody's invited. Hallelujah, amen. So come on out and receive a word from the Lord and get revived in the Lord. Praise God. We truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. And if nobody else has any comments or anything, hallelujah, we're going to go ahead and close out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that if we give, hallelujah, amen, forgiveness and show mercy, hallelujah, and grace, that in return we will receive the same, hallelujah, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over. And we just want to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of Care Church Incorporated, we love each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave y'all with, he saw the best in me. Glory to God.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
could only see.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's my. and I am His. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, He is mine, and I am His. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, He only sees me for who I am.
Doesn't matter what I need.